Are you trying out some new things this year? I love a shiny new year full of great expectations, and we're still early enough in the month that hopefully any new habits or resolutions we want to try to achieve are working for us. Just really consider those gym memberships, because I read a statistic that 80% who join in January don't make it past May. Still, we get excited about new possibilities and seeing change. But the reality is, to see change, things must change. Therein lies the hard part, change. Stepping into something new, doing something that we've never done before, doing things differently, maybe because what we've done in the past doesn't seem to be working or getting us where we want to be. Or maybe it's simple obedience. God is leading you into something new. I've been there. The winds of change blow, and before you can blink, everything is different and you're water walking into the unknown. Those seasons are crazy, yet full of adventure and peace, knowing God is with you. It was like that for Joshua. Joshua had been Moses' right-hand man in leading the children of Israel out of bondage in Egypt. Moses died, and now it was Joshua's time to step up and lead them into the land of Canaan, which was the land God had promised them. This was no easy task, and if you read those early chapters of Joshua, you see God reminding Joshua of his covenant with Moses, reminding him of his faithfulness, and encouraging him to be strong and courageous. They come to a part of the story where they must cross the Jordan River. I mean, it's not like they've never heard of crossing a body of water on dry ground before. That had only happened 40 years earlier, but still, this was a faith-walking journey. They had seen amazing miracles and the hand of God's provision in their life, yet something new was still ahead of them. New ground, new territory, new land, and it required an even deeper faith and obedient walk to get there. Joshua 3:3-4. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. Is that not unlike our stories today? The children of Israel were instructed to follow the Ark of the Covenant. In the same way, we are instructed to keep our eyes on Jesus. When we follow His leading, His ways, His plan for our lives, we can walk confidently, even if it's a way we've never been before. Maybe it's something that is in no way exciting. From an outside perspective, it may be the most non-glamorous assignment. It may even be a path filled with struggle and pain. Still, God is saying, go, follow me. I'm leading you this way for a purpose. Crossing your Jordan requires trusting God more than trusting yourself. Follow His leading, not your own. And as you do, you'll experience God in ways you could never imagine. That's the truth. Don't fear change or something new. If you're following Jesus along your journey, then that way you've never been before is the exact way you need to go. I'm Lori Klein.